We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
Your brain is like, it's like, hey, do you want to see this, like, one last time?
It's and like the Gestapo opens a door. What is in here?
Oh, my goodness. Good morning, everybody.
Memory of 90s Christmas cabin.
We're trying to remember.
Enjoy.
Because I don't remember this. Cody said there was a log cabin in Cicero, like where they sell those log cabins.
Yeah,
right off 81 past Cracker Barrel.
Yep, if you're going to Cracker Barrel, which you don't go.
And he says that when he was a kid, Deb would take him to one of them.
Only once we went.
Only once.
Only once.
And it was decorated like a Christmas
might have been
storm. Oh, all right.
Either way,
somebody
mom
took you there.
Yes. Yeah, and there was a couple log cabins. One of them was just decorated with stuff that you could look at, and the other one also decorated, but it was like a little store.
And you just come on in and get your Christmas stuff, and it was around Christmas time,
yeah,
right?
Here's the typical, snowman,
it's a typical
whatever.
Snowman. It's a typical.
Oh, on a blanket with a bunch of snow on it, and then the cardinals are sitting in the tree.
Gotta have the cardinals, yep. I never went there. That is not in my memory anywhere.
Oh, here's a pillow of an old-timey red truck with a Christmas tree in the back.
Gotta have the red truck, yeah.
Here's the red truck itself with the Christmas tree in the
back.
We
have that as an ornament. We have the red truck.
Yeah, that's everywhere.
We have that ornament on our tree.
Yep. That's big over in our house.
Cody's brain is just letting him see little memories as it closes those doors forever.
Fire those off.
It's like, hey.
Now we light the room on fire.
Remember this? Huh?
Mm-hmm. And memory gone.
Well, Cody will kill more memories tonight, 7 o'clock on our Twitch channel. Cocoa Puffs tonight. You know all about that. Text line says, I've been to the Christmas cabin.
Yep, there we go. There's someone. Huh?
How many years did they do the Christmas cabin?
That I don't know. But how many years since?
Yeah.
Honestly, if you said, well, no, not
20?
Not 30.
20?
At least. I would say even 25. When we were in high school, it might have still been there.
Google's not giving me anything because the internet really wasn't keeping track of that stuff back then.
Because it's that.
Just like looking up Cicero Christmas Cabin or.
And it's hard to.
And that's all we don't really know about it.
Right? No.
Anyways, sure, it was delightful.
It was fun. It was
Cindy
one of those
thinks it's still decorated, but you can't go as a store. It's not a store.
Oh, really? Can't remember last time
I
went by
those
there.
Cabins? They're like, see a cabin, we'll build for you? Is that what that business is?
Yeah, it's one of those like, we'll build you this.
It's like a house model.
Yeah.
Like, you want to build a cabin? And you go, sure, I'll take that.
And I go, come on down then.
I mean, if you're building cabins, sure, I'll take one.
Sure, let me just get that real quick.
Well, ahoy, ahoy, everybody. Happy Thursday. Yes, Cocoa Puffs tonight.
Yeah.
Another busy Thursday morning as we'll give away more of those Robbie Zombie and Marilyn Manson tickets around 7:30. Also around 7:30, the boys from Spatchcock Funk stopping in as they're doing a wrestling event in a couple of weeks.
Oh,
we'll tell you about that. Tommy Dreamer's going to be in town.
I think we might know somebody that would like that.
So,
cool.
I love the show, fam. I love the psychopaths that have become part of our lives, Cody. And,
wow.
I'm going to be very vague about everything I just say as we learned a story here in our Twitch chat. Good morning, twitch.tv/the show.
This might be the craziest story I've heard in quite some time.
In
quite some time.
Because one is a sponsor, so I don't want to say them. And this guy, I don't want him in trouble.
A charter.
Yeah. Imagine there's a boat tour, if you will.
Yeah.
And you get on that boat tour. And I'm not alleging the boat tour of anything. This is how our friend in the chat is accounting this.
They took a creative writing class, and this is what came up with.
Yeah, this is all, none of this really happened.
Yeah.
Unless you look at arrest records. So he books a tour for a party boat. Up into the St. Lawrence. And he thinks, I just think that his version of a party boat's different than what this provider feels.
Well, did you see somewhere back there? It said that he watched one of those that he asked for go by.
Where it was like, what? So he wanted that. He wanted to get on that party boat.
Mm-hmm.
Again, none of this really happened. Allegedly.
However.
Oh, was it Pirates Weekend? Was that what it was? So he books it. He wants to get on this boat. And he says, I want the party boat.
Yeah.
And he goes, all right, that's your party boat. And he gets on the boat, and allegedly it's just an acoustic guitar player, and he claims just a bunch of older couples.
Bunch of blue hairs.
And that ain't the party he wants.
Not on this particular
So maybe this gentleman in our chat allegedly jumped off that boat into the St. Lawrence River.
Yeah.
And as you will or may not know, that is a international border up there.
With?
There's Canada.
Barges
and all of that.
Different countries.
But he came to party, allegedly, and he jumped off that boat last weekend.
Said, nah, forget it.
Swam to the Canadian shore, which is impressive, because that's a long swim.
Yeah.
Guy, or not person. This person swims to the Canadian side. The Mounties pick him up, or we're waiting for you.
Because he swam to possibly swam to a millionaire's island.
Yeah, so the Mounties were there, and then the millionaire, he swam to an island.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Possibly.
And the person who had this island ferried him to another location where then the feds and the police and everybody were waiting for him, and he got in some trouble.
Here goes my perfect border record.
But he's in chat right now. If you got any questions for him, I love you people. You're lunatics in a very special way.
Glad this person is possibly okay.
So I may or may not be an international criminal.
You're not allowed to cross over the border again. You try to go.
Person in our Twitch chat, you can't. You're on every watch list.
Yeah.
You might be on a no-fly list now, but I hate to break it to you.
Yeah, you're red flagged.
You ain't going anywhere for a while. You're stuck right here in New York State.
I hope we like our country.
But he's safe. He's got his phone back. He's
That's good.
Oh, I just love the lives of the people that spend their mornings and days with us.
Wild. That's just, I've still got like the shivers from just even thinking about.
Do you think about how wide that water is?
And how much, what's in there and, oh.
He says he didn't even get in trouble. They just were very upset and they yelled at him. Yeah. Because you were kind of. You were kind of crossing international borders, and can't swim there.
I can't swim.
Can't swim there, bud.
Can't swim there.
I don't think I could swim across the St. Lawrence River. Could you? Forget about what it is. I want you to be in a bay looking at Bolt Castle.
If I could not have, if I had no problems with water, I could. I don't know. I don't know. I know I can swim.
It's further than it looks.
Oh yeah, and I know I'm a good swimmer.
I've seen you make whirlpools. I've seen you do dives, jackknife.
And when we had the camp, I would swim, and I could swim pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a whole other world, man, where the current and the depth and the choppiness of it, the waves, even a little wave is, massive when you're trying to just swim casually through the water.
What's the distance to swim from Alex? What would I say? What is that? What is that?
The mainland.
Swim from mainland Alex Bay to Bolt Castle.
Could you?
What?
Go like this with your hands on Google Maps.
The direct swimming distance from mainland Alex Bay to Bolt Castle on Hard Island is 1/4 of a mile. 400 meters.
Oh, so a 400 meter, what they do in the pool. So
four times.
Trying to think, 100 meter, the race is pretty long. So four of those, is that one time around the track?
Yeah, he said the waves smashed him to the shore. That's why his phone was broken.
I'm going to throw up.
I know, but you got to forget about that. We're just talking distance right now.
But I'm trying to think of, so it's like one time around or like a half time around?
Yeah, and they say there is no swimming allowed in there. It says swimming around is extremely prohibited due to boat shuttles, water taxis. No swim entry points.
I would imagine you can only...
Our show, bro, on check, got smashed into the rocks.
You can only swim, on your island, right around where you are, wherever that is, and probably beaches and such. But yeah, up there, no, there is nowhere. Man.
So how long would it take you to swim a quarter of a mile?
I honestly don't even know. I have no reference. In college, I used to, when I wanted to lose weight, I went to that pool that people didn't realize that we were allowed to use. There was a pool that you could go to that was open all day long. And it was
Honestly,
it was awesome because then in the winter you could go swimming. And I used to try to do that to lose weight. And I would swim laps for an hour.
Yeah, I got to do more swimming.
And I lost nothing. But then that's when I could then play basketball for 3 hours straight without having to take a break. My cardio was incredible, but I still had a pot belly.
Casual beginners and non-trained swimmers, to take about 15 minutes to swim 400 meters.
Okay, so an hour.
Yeah, say an hour, even an hour. You could swim, and don't do this. Nobody listening, do this. You could swim, just jump off the end of that dock. Don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. And like Kramer swimming in the Hudson River.
Yeah, there you go.
And then you just swim over to Bolt Castle. Don't do this. Don't do this. Oh, no. Say an hour. Take a couple breaks in the middle.
Or just.
You're definitely not terrifying fish nibbling at your toes.
Or just there's the hack.
What?
Wait till you're on, hop on one of them boats. Wait till you're about halfway there when you go across. And then jump off. You're already half the distance.
And can I just speak to you, fellow in our chat? If you're just tuning in, one of our listeners jumped off a boat tour in the St. Lawrence.
Maybe, but
definitely did. And swam to shore, ended up landing on an island. He was smashed into the rocks. The owner of the island ferried him back to land where the police were waiting for him.
He's like Tom Hanks.
Yeah, but I want to say something as a performer. As somebody who has gotten on stages. Somebody who's gotten on a stage with a guitar and a microphone and... in the stand-up comedy world, I've done a lot of on-stage performances. And I cannot imagine what you have done to this poor performer's ego and just emotional ability to perform ever again. This is an acoustic guitar player who was just doing a gig on a party barge.
Singing Cheeseburger in Paradise or
and
something.
And a dude jumped off the boat. Like, I've been booed. I've been heckled. I've seen people, get up and leave. Never.
But never.
Never.
Throw themselves overboard.
Throw themselves in the overboard.
In the middle of international water.
Never. Have I experienced that kind of rejection? All right.
What if we stop playing?
So I want to take a minute just to honor whomever you were. Maybe you're listening. Maybe you know it.
Hold on. Cut it. Cut the record. Cut the record.
Did that guy just jump overboard? Yeah, man. He did. Yeah. He did. I didn't know I was that bad. So if you're the fella who was performing this weekend, and you saw one of our stupid listeners jump overboard, it ain't you, bud. It's him. It ain't you.
I mean, it was a little
everybody
bit.
Else was enjoying. Well, maybe it was like 2% you because he wanted a party. But this gentleman jumping overboard is not a representation of you, okay? You're doing great.
Yeah.
Don't let this guy.
No. You do your James Taylors and... And whatnot.
He jumped into the Mystic.
Oh my God.
He just jumped into the Mystic.
He's in the St. Lawrence.
Oh. Never had a guy kill himself in my shells before. Oh. Cocoa Puffs tonight, 7 p.m. on twitch.tv/theshow.
Live.
I am realizing right now I have not checked to see who's even on the show anymore.
Just Joe's Buds and the East Coast Emeralds, Little East Coast Emeralds, but Joe's Buds.
Joe's Buds is our friend. Just, all right.
Yep, Joe's
we'll talk
Buds.
About Joe's Buds, 4656 on Onondaga Boulevard. Oh, he got some good over there.
It's listen, they're established, they're quality.
Yeah.
It's always good stuff.
You know me, I love that stuff over there at Joe's Buds. I wish I could tell you more about it, but that's why you tune into Cocoa Puffs tonight and learn.
Be strong-arming anybody now.
What happened? What else?
The other one. Rob, remember?
We're not going to strong-arm you into this. No. We want you to be there.
We're a couple tough guys. I'm standing here in flip-flops and socks, but...
Hi, I have only ever been in one fight in my life, and that was with my neighbor Bruce in, like, sixth grade.
Well, in several, I've just lost them all.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure 90% of the planet could kick my ass, and I'm fine with that. That's why I make love, not war.
Supposed to win those?
I don't know. I just don't get in fights. I generally run my mouth. I've never been a fighter.
Yeah, and then they punch you in the face.
Well, no, your move, and I'm sorry to do this again to our buddy Eric, is you just make friends with big people.
That's the thing. Yeah. No.
My whole life, I've just been the funny guy. But I gotta be funny with a big guy.
That's why I try to stay as close to him as possible. I take my eye off him for, you know, I move away from him for 1 second. I was a toddler.
Yeah.
I snuck away.
I ain't gonna punch anybody, my buddy Eric will.
No, he's gotta keep me on that.
My buddy Super Sal will punch you.
On that leash. Oh, yeah, that's.
I ain't gonna punch you. I'm gonna run away scared.
That's always been my move.
I'm gonna literally, if anybody tries to fight me, I'm just gonna pee my pants, because what are you gonna do?
I did it twice I forget where we were at.
What?
With Smoothie.
Yeah.
Where I said something and then just went.
Just stand behind him.
Right behind him.
Yeah. When you're the funny kid in class, you that's your gift, is you're funny.
Yeah.
But then you just got to know some bigger kids. Because you're going to be funny to someone who doesn't want you to be funny to them. And then they're going to want to fight you. So you're going to be like, oh.
Yep.
Eric, come here.
Yep.
Smoothie, come here.
Not that those guys are bullies, but that's why I made friends with a couple of the bullies. You do that.
For sure.
And then...
For sure.
You're good.
That's how things stay.
Yep.
That's how things stay.
Boy, am I glad I called that guy.
I was... I posted last night. I got a lot of reactions last night on my Facebook post as...
That's already coming up.
I've been really into frozen pizzas lately, and I was telling you guys this, I think yesterday's show or the other day's show. All kinds of different frozen pizzas have been really appealing to me lately. Like a French bread's been appealing. Those cheapy, great value microwave ones. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, they're good. They're decent pizzas now. Back in, you know, whatever the day, it's not that they were bad, but it was like, frozen pizza.
Yeah.
It is what it is. Now
they've just upped their game.
That's not it at all.
And I know Nebraska and Nicholas out in Nebraska have a lot more pizzas than we do in their frozen section. But you were saying, like, out there, their local places will put it in the freezers.
If you look at the video, she said, that's the impression I got, is that a bunch of the freezers looked like they were almost like local places made them and then wrapped them.
Yeah.
Here you go, sell these for us.
Because you'll see that at our old-timey Adirondack stores all the time. Not pizzas, but they'll be like, we got a freezer of pies.
What,
in the hardware store? Like, yeah, do you want a pie?
You want some pies? We got pies. Vince's has that in the, depending on where you are in the store, in the corner. As soon as you walk in to the front left corner, they've got freezers and fridges of those things
local
to go.
Local food,
and,
yeah.
Of theirs, and calzones.
Oh.
And pizza and stuff like
that's
that. So they do that. Yeah, you can get take home stuff from over there. It's awesome.
We went. I forget what town we were in, but we were in some town over break where it was like a hardware store. And I don't know if the sign said it or something, but it was like hardware pies cats. Said hardware pies cats or hardware cats pies.
Do they have cats?
Yeah. So we go. This is what he did. It's just literally a hardware store. I want you to envision the most generic hardware store you can.
Okay.
Adirondack hardware store, whatever these are.
Yep.
And you walk in, and that's what it looks like.
Okay.
But because my oldest loves animals, we go, so where's the cats? And the girl at the counter goes, oh, they just kind of live here. Like the shop had shop cats.
They're just there.
She's like, we have one that'll sleep on the water heater if you want to go see him. So we walk. I got to show you these photos. These are cutest
that's
goddamn cats.
Funny as hell.
So we're like, I'm like, all right. So we go and we see the cats. We pet the cats. And as soon as we start petting one cat, like two other cats come out.
We're like, oh, we're getting pets.
They're like, oh,
we're doing that. We're doing that now.
Scratches.
That's wicked funny.
So then naturally, Fatso right here, as we're leaving, I go, Okay, but what about the pies?
Yeah, where's these pies at?
She goes, oh, they're in the freezer. Like, in my mind, I envision like a hot case of pies. I know.
No, that's kind of what I was picturing was.
Like they were freezer pies that you would then take
home and make yourself. Okay, yeah. No. I wanted a thing of like, okay, now give me a slice of this pie right now.
I'll take a blueberry and I'll take an apple crisp.
Yep.
So back to my frozen pizzas. As the game has changed and I was really getting a lot of ads or something, people were posting these, those Detroit-style Motor City pizzas or whatever they were.
Yes, because that seems to be the way to make them good. You got to kind of do, looks like that type of style.
And I saw it, and you know me, I'm not as bad as you when it comes to advertising working on me, but the advertising worked on me because the photo on the box.
Yeah.
I was like, that crust on that box, I got to try that.
And especially if I'm seeing it in ads and then I'm not looking for it.
And it's just at the store. You're like, that's the universe.
Oh!
The universe is telling me I need to get this.
Yes.
So I picked one up yesterday at Wegmans and I brought it home and I sent you a picture and I was like, is it usually my style? I don't like a square pizza.
Yeah.
I don't really go for deep dish very often. And I made it. Dude, 10 out of 10.
Banging pizza. That's good to know.
Even to the point. So I made it. Because we were at Wegmans, the kids got subs, and I just got this frozen pizza. And I made it, and my wife was like, I got to find something to eat for dinner. And I go, you can have some of my pizza. I'm not going to eat all that. She goes, I don't know if I'm really in the mood for pizza. And she took a little bite, and she goes, oh, this is really good pizza. And I go, right?
Yeah.
It's like, it's almost like a Pizza Hut did a sheet pizza.
That's great when you discover stuff like that.
So that's my go-to right now.
But
I'm not being paid to tell you about the Motor City, whatever the hell it's called.
But now, is it going to set off like a little
hyperfixation, yeah.
Well, okay, you're going to go that way. I was going to say, sometimes I go the other way where I'm like, well, now there's so many others I got to try.
We're saying the same thing. Yeah, because now I'm like, well, hold on a second. What other frozen pizzas are out there?
Now I got to try some other ones.
Because there's some that don't appeal to me in the case.
No.
Like, I know a lot of you like all your like veggie pizzas and stuff or the cauliflower ones.
I tried a cauliflower one once. It wasn't for me.
I don't need any of that. There's other ones that do appeal to me.
Yeah, there's
Wegmans
a bunch.
Wegmans doesn't have as many as Walmart.
Yeah, Walmart's got an aisle.
They got a whole aisle.
Yes, they do.
And you know what I think has happened in our lifetime? Is I just think, and I'll just say this and it's not going to make any sense. I think frozen pizza technology's gotten better.
No,
because you used to not be able to get a crispy crust, really.
Yes. Yes.
And yesterday's pizza came in like a tray thing. You had to leave it in the tray.
Yep. It's probably very easy for them to just have some type of oven to, here, we crisped it a little for you or whatever they're doing. Yeah. The technology is definitely different. And it's probably the cost point. Back in the day, the sauce was just like SpaghettiO sauce and stuff. Now it's probably not much different for, I don't know, a big place to get stuff that's delivering it to all your favorite local pizza places as opposed to the, you know, whatever place that's also getting it mass produced for them.
Pretty banging. So that's my new hyperfixation right now is frozen pizzas. I want all of them. I want to try more of them. Cousin Jay in chat saying he wants a Schwan's Mexican pizza. I really do. Do we figure out where I can get that? Isn't that somewhere now?
I forget. There's a bunch of spots now. It's starting to come back.
Fatty's back, baby.
Get some pizza.
Fatty's back, baby.
To design the Lexus ES, all we had to do was listen. Your ears said exactly where to put the speakers. Your eyes told us where to put the available head-up display.
Hey, Lexus, find me an alternate route.
Even your right foot helped out. It let us know you'd enjoy a little more torque. Turns out, you had a lot to tell us. We certainly heard you. The Lexus ES, not just for you, by you. See Burdick Lexus in Cicero.
You guys embarrass me in front of Buck Cherry, I swear to God. Do not. Do not embarrass me.
I'm his oily sweat wiper off guy, so I won't.
He's probably got a good smell to him. I'm not a good smell, but he's probably got a smell to him after a show, right?
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, I don't look good. Oh, my good.
What smelled worse at the Wild, Josh Todd or the Animals?
Oh.
After he performed, yeah.
I would say.
You got to spend 30 minutes in a room with a sweaty Josh Todd or an unwashed pig.
I would say the pig, because at least with Josh Todd, there's probably still some type of hint of whatever, like cologne.
Oh, you're right. He's probably got a spray.
Like a deep cologne.
He's probably got a spray.
Smell that's there forever. Definitely for some reason, garlic. Like real deep.
Cigarettes or no?
No.
Booze or no? Is he sober?
No, yeah, I think he doesn't do anything anymore. And then that's what's funny about that song.
Oh, because he's sober now?
I think
now?
I've heard him say that he didn't actually do cocaine. So that song is actually silly.
Okay.
But yeah, he just, I don't know. He's got that look to him when he gets sweaty that he looks really oily. And I can't stop. Anytime he's I hear those, that song, I'm like, that's right. All I picture.
He's one of those rock stars that I got to give respect to because he puts on that show. It doesn't matter if it's at a wilderness park.
Yeah.
If you see him randomly in some bar.
Yeah.
If you see him in front of 20,000 people, shirts off, he's sweating.
Same guy.
He's doing the Josh Todd gimmick.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Tightest jeans he's tightest ever jeans. Worn. I don't think he's ever taken them off.
Nope.
They're too tight. It's like the Kramer.
They're painted on. You can never get them off again.
Kramer's jeans episode. Yep. Mm-hmm. But okay. He kills it.
So hello, everybody. Happy Thursday. Thursday's Cocoa Puffs tonight, 7 o'clock. All of our links, all of our streams, everything on demand right at theshow.fm. I do see that you guys send me messages looking for the high strangeness segments. Mm-hmm. So maybe I will start clipping those out and putting those as a separate feature. You guys seem to like the high strangeness segment, so we'll put those up there.
Nice.
And of course, that's where you can watch Cocoa Puffs tonight, 7 o'clock on the websites.
Oh my God.
Well, once again, Cody, we're ahead of the curve, as we always are.
What?
A teacher in Houston is going viral for creating a fart corner in her classroom.
Oh, that...
You'll be hearing from my lawyers, Valencia.
We definitely should have trademarked the fart corner. That's on us.
We have one. It's in here.
Yeah, it's been here for years
now. I know
now.
This is a very highbrow product, and you're probably shocked to hear that, but...
Yeah, right there.
Twitch and YouTube viewers have known that for many, many years, that we have a corner with a microphone in it where toots can happen. She put it in her room. As I'm sure a lot of you teachers have to deal.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I'm
sure with gaseous kids.
We have teachers listening right now that are like, "Go on."
The fart corner, you say, the bathroom pass, as Katie calls it.
Okay.
Because yeah, what are we doing? We're getting kids in the morning. We're loading them up with broccoli and chocolate milk.
Yeah.
At 10 o'clock.
And eggs. And
then we send them back to class.
Right. No, I think. The only way to do that is you have to put a window or a fan in a window and then they have
suck
to go fart
out.
Over there because it's in a corner. Like the way classrooms work, like that poor back corner kid is like,
come on, man.
What do you mean fart corner?
No, I don't want it in my corner.
Can the one right behind me not be the fart corner?
It's a TikTok with millions of views right now. If you want to see it, her username is Valencia100, V-A-L-E-C-I-O, Valicia 100, no N, V-A-L-E-C-I-A 100.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. She's a teacher down in Houston. She said, if you need to fart, simply come over here, fart, take about 10 seconds, spray, and go sit down. Nobody cares. Giant man. Again.
But
walking by the window.
But then you're just mixing a little fart and the spray in a corner.
Yeah, we all know what that is. It's like the potpourri mixed with the toots wafting into the rest of the classroom because Lord knows the classroom's not massive.
No.
When I was young, yes, it was absolutely embarrassing to fart in front of others. We would clench our booty cheek and our stomachs would be totally, totally hurting. But these kids are totally different. I noticed a huge change in the last 3 years. They literally heist their booties up and fart. There is absolutely zero shame.
I feel like we had something to do with that.
I agree.
We're influencers. We're fart-fluencers.
I think we've helped people realize they can just...
We've done fart mic tattoos. We talk openly about it. You end every show with a fart.
You can just toot.
We are the leaders in the fart game.
That is why we created the fart corner, but I took your advice and we added the gas station. So it's the gas station now, AKA the fart corner.
Yes, she does call it the gas station dunes. You've seen the video. It is on TikTok.
The gas station. That's pretty funny. But I mean, I get it because you take away the ooh part of it, but that probably had to take a little while. So they were too scared to fart at their desks.
Mm-hmm.
They were too ashamed. But getting up in front of everybody, walking over to a corner, putting up your booty.
No, she says in the middle of that clip, she said that back in the day, people were ashamed. She says now she's got students just ripping ass in the middle of class. So because of that, she needs them to go.
Okay.
Because I think people like, you know, again, you and I have fart-fluenced.
Yes. Okay. So much. I get it. Now, yes. Now it's an issue where it's like, bro.
Yeah, tax line, flatulencers. We're flatulencers. Well, yeah, we right. And we've removed the stigma.
Yeah.
Gas is gas. It's natural. It happens.
You got to fart. You got to fart. Sometimes it's releasing a demon from your butt cheeks and the most hellacious thing that you could ever do.
Speaking of butt cheeks. Do I want to take you to Pennaville last night, bro? As Tam Tam, I'm going to blow up her whole spot.
All right, well, hold on now, because you're speaking of butt cheeks and then writing to a story about your mom.
Yeah,
so.
Well, I got no shame. Bro, last night, Tam Tam's got it, and she won't care if I share this. You got to do your colonoscopy prep. So I'm texting with her. I text her last night.
Yep.
She goes, I can even bring the chat up. I was talking to her earlier in the day. She said, I got to go home and do my colonoscopy prep. I got a colonoscopy tomorrow morning at 8 a.m.
Ugh.
And I go, all right, good luck. Now me, I'm so good at colonoscopies, dude.
It's like
I hate that I'm so good at them.
It's like the thing he's the best at.
I'm really just, I can crush it.
There's only a way to translate that.
Into anything, right?
To real life.
I've had a colonoscopy every 5 years since I was 24 maybe, 25, so 25, 30, 35, 40, 45. I've had 5 colonoscopies.
Okay. I was going to say, you got one coming up? Because we got to get a camera in the...
I can show you photos of my colon if
no,
you want
to
see
no, it. No, not of, not, we don't want the camera of your butt. We want to see you loopy, and then you fart very loud in the fart room.
Oh, that's right. That's what I do want. So, Tam Tam's doing her colonoscopy prep, and she starts, I text her last night. After Whiskey Wednesday, I get off, I go, how's the prep going? And she, like everybody else, is saying, I can't drink this stuff. It's so gross.
Yeah.
Same stuff. Same thing my wife says when she had to get her colonoscopy. Yeah, they can't drink tough. It down. So I'm telling her, I go, you just got to chug it down. Like, you can't think about the prep.
As soon as you're done chugging
it's
just
the grossest.
Take a swig of soda or whatever you got.
And again, I'm going to get on my soapbox, and remind everybody listening, that colorectal cancer is preventable when caught early. And our generation, because of all the processed foods we've eaten, get your butts checked.
Listen, he said for years, he has this tattooed somewhere on one of those, like, crochet-stitched
mm-hmm.
things.
Mm-hmm.
A finger in your butt is better than a foot in the grave.
Exactly. Thank you. So I'm texting Tam Tam. I go, how's the prep going? She goes, I can't drink it. I go, you just gotta chug it back. Anybody that's got a colonoscopy coming up, even if you gotta plug your nose, the prep is gross. And it's gonna do things to your body. But the hard part, it's almost like the toilet stuff isn't as bad as the drinking stuff. I don't mind.
That's worse.
I mean, when you have IBS, you're used to that, whatever.
And it kind of like resets everything. It's clearing you out. It's flushing your system.
It's a hard reboot. It's a hard reboot.
Whatever's in there that's, you know, it's like a Drano.
Yeah.
You're using a Drano for your intestines.
See, text line says, my husband says the same thing. You got to chug it. You got to get it over with. Because you do. Because you got to do it twice, at least the ones that I do. You got to do it like, and then like 2 hours later, you do it again. Or in the middle of the night, you do it again or whatever.
Oh, that's the worst.
You got to get up in the morning. Whatever. So I'm texting Tam Tam last night. Saying how gross it is, blah, 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 blah. Some people are letting you use, like, Miralax, or, like, you can just do, like, a bunch of laxatives to clear yourself out.
Oh, I'd rather do a drink. I wouldn't want to mess with...
all of that?
Being like, no, I'm just eating a bunch of X-Lax.
Yeah, no.
Hopefully I'll be good by tomorrow when they're... No.
Ace says, I was told people are putting the liquid in Ninja slushy machines and finds it tastes better. Whatever you gotta get done, man.
Could you run it through that, like... that, like, Brita thing that clears,
filter,
you know,
it out.
You know the thing that they dump the brown water into the whatever and it comes out clear?
Mm-hmm.
Gets rid of do that? Gets rid of maybe the taste?
Yeah.
No?
So, anyways, I'm texting Tam Tam last night about her colonoscopy prep. She goes, so something to the extent of, and it's not helping that your stepfather's obsessing over these electric trucks. So my mother's home trying to prep for colonoscopy. And whomever, I want to apologize to any National Grid workers that have had to go to NSAV in Pennaville recently. I'm sorry.
So
whatever you had to deal
with.
I'm sorry. He's not going to apologize. I'm apologizing for the man who's probably in his underpants asking you questions. So apparently there's been electric trucks on my parents' road.
Mm.
Bobby ain't down with that.
No,
Bob ain't down with it.
It's not.
He wants to know what's going on.
Why
are they out there?
Who, what, why, where?
What's next?
Yes.
What are they doing? Well, are his prices going up? Is his power going to go out?
Where are you parking on his lawn, first of all?
Why are they even anywhere near his house? Yeah. They're at the neighbor's house. My mom goes, well, it's none of your business. He goes, it is my business.
This is my street.
It's my power. I pay these gentlemen. It's my business.
I'm paying them out there right now. I'm paying their overtime to be out there.
What's this going to do to my bill, Tam? What are these guys doing to my bill, Tam?
They're out there jacking up the price.
So,
I knew it.
So, shout out to Tam Tam. I hope that her colonoscopy goes well. And I apologize to whatever National Grid workers have had to deal with my stepfather over these last couple of days on MSF.
Just out there every couple hours. So, what do we got going on?
So she told me a couple nights ago. He's in bed. It's after 11. He's passed out by 9.
Yeah.
It's after 11. I guess two bucket trucks showed up on the road for some reason.
Oh, boy.
Uh-uh. She claims he walked outside in his underpants and then came back like 20 minutes later, which means he was talking to other grown men in his underpants for 15 minutes.
About
what?
Something that they...
That they're here doing a job.
That has nothing to do with him in the least.
Comes back in the house and goes to my mother. Aren't you glad I asked him? Power's about to go out.
Did it even go out?
I don't even know.
I bet it didn't even go out.
I don't even know. I don't even know.
No, bet it didn't. They're the neighbors whose house they were working on power probably did.
Between the two of them, you ain't getting anything past that house.
Well, they probably thought, they said, yeah, obviously, yeah, your power's going to go out because we're working on your house, sir.
Yeah, so,
the person out here at 11 o'clock talking to me.
You ain't working on my house. I didn't know this was coming.
Then no, your power's not going to go out because we're not working on your house, sir. Who are you?
He's the craziest man.
He's guy in neighborhood.
You don't worry about who I am. I worry about you.
So my power's going out? We're not working on your house.
All right. Well, if a squirrel gets in the garage, let me know.
If you leave any of these doors open.
Kelly says, I understand why you are how you are, Josh.
Sometimes, yeah.
It's my wife's biggest curse, is where she'll just say to my mom, she'll say, I married another Bob. He's just become...
Yeah.
I'm not going to go out and ask the people what they're doing.
No, not at... not at 11:30.
My wife texting me right now. You say you don't know with Bob, but you literally bitch and concern yourself with everything that doesn't concern you. I know what I am. I know what he made me.
Yeah, I don't. Not at 11:30. You're not out there, but you're out there at your.
Oh, if I see an electric truck down the road, if I see police lights anywhere,
gotta go.
I'm in it.
Do your dad stance.
I'm in it.
Looking out there.
What is this? What are they doing?
Get on your scanner.
What are they doing? Somebody okay?
Let me get on the scanner and see if there's anything I can do for the situation.
She says, you won't go outside, but you'll stand inside and bitch about it and make it our problem. Yeah.
I can see that, too. Just
what's
you
this done do?
Standing at the door.
What is this?
Another one just pulled up.
Another what?
Another truck.
Where?
Wow, 3 or 4 houses down.
So not here at all?
Yeah, but I don't know what they're doing down there. I'm not any better.
I'll be right back.
Not any better. I don't know what's going on, bud.
What if they make their way down here?
You see it here when you're watching the show. Anything happens, he's just as guilty, but his is more animals.
No, mine's just,
If I see anything within 100 yards of this studio, I gotta know what's going on.
Yep.
I gotta know what's going on.
Nope. Yeah. Well, mine's also more ADD driven, where if that happens, you just quick show me something shiny and I'll pop right back. What's up?
All right. I want you to jump in Twitch right now. You can see us because in about 10 minutes, I'm giving away some more tickets. Of course, Rob Zombie, Marilyn Manson, The Who, and Orgy coming to Darien Lake on Sunday, August 30th. Tickets today, tickets tomorrow. What are you laughing at?
Remember that?
What?
The homeless guy pooped off the end of.
Oh, he did poop bench. Off the edge of the bench. I forgot about that.
You went and looked at it.
Why is that so funny? Why is that so funny?
You had to go see all these guys poop.
Why is that so funny? I had to know, like, what was that?
Hold
did he
now.
Really do that?
Let me investigate.
I'm sorry, you've got some on-the-spot reporters here. I'm sorry, I'm a journalist. I'm a journalist.
Sorry, he's trying to keep his eyes open.
God forbid I keep you guys up to date on what's going on.
This is media. He's a journalist.
God forbid.
He's in the news.
God forbid. I'm keeping the community aware of when a homeless gentleman poops off the edge of the bed.
Coming up at noon.
All right, we got to just vamp a little bit as we have a close tie here.
Still going there. Yep.
Now, if you're just tuning in, every day this week, we've given you a chance to win tickets to Rob Zombie with Marilyn Manson, The Who, and Orgy Sunday, August 30th, over at Darien Lake. And every day we've had you pick a song, and today's the closest vote we've had. So right now, jump in twitch.tv/theshow, and you can pick between Marilyn Manson's Sweet Dreams or Rob Zombie's Get High by just typing anything in chat. Your name will pop up on the screen that registers you for the ticket giveaway, Cody.
Yo, how do I even win tickets?
You got to type in the chat right
there.
Oh,
my God.
And then our boys from Spatchcock Funk are going to come in, talk about their big wrestling event. They're out there right now.
I think I might see some people on the vehicle.
Well, the vote is not closed yet, so while that does that, you see there's a Chucky running around Philadelphia?
Like a guy in a mask?
Young man wearing a Halloween mask.
Like a little guy like me?
To look like Chucky doll is running around. Well, remember we had the clowns that one summer?
Yep.
Now we got Chucky's.
Well, too bad, all you... Oh, it's fall time now. It's spooky season, people. This is what you get. This is what you get. You manifested
it. Now, he's
going
to get himself shot.
Yeah,
because
you got to be careful where you do that.
Last week, he saw a female jogger at 5:30. He was holding his phone, chasing her, saying, "Are you ready to die? You're going to get shot."
No, you're not.
And I'm not going to feel bad when you do, bud.
No, you can't do that. You can be silly and in the middle of the day in a crowded place.
Be silly in your costume, but
don't. Scare somebody or whatever, or like run at him at the sidewalk for like 5 or 6 steps, and then it's over.
They say no weapon was observed. He faces potential charges, including terroristic threats, harassment, simple assault, and intimidation. You're going to get pepper sprayed or you're going to get shot. And I'm not going to feel bad when they launch the GoFundMe because you're just doing pranks, bro.
Yo, he's just being a silly goose.
He's just pranking, bro.
No big deal.
All right, vote's almost closed. Let's pull a winner.
I'm going to say we're 2 up right now. It should close unless we got our usual jerks, in which case I haven't voted yet.
Oh, you're sitting on it?
So
all right.
I'm sitting and waiting to swing it one way or the next.
In the meantime, I will pull my ticket winner right now.
Oh my God. Oh my God,
Cody, when you were ready.
Oh my God, he's gonna do it.
5.
Oh my God, here he goes. Here he goes.
3.
Oh my God,
2.
Oh, I can't take it. I can't take it.
Swift! Wait. No, swinging one. So yes. Swift is it. Yay!
Hey.
Swift!
Cool.
Congratulations,
yeah,
you are my winner. Do you want to.
Great. You
want.
Do it.
No. You're mad at Swift?
It was just funny. It was just because we had stopped in the middle. It made.
Yeah, I was like. Swinging one earlier, so we got this.
Yeah.
I saw the same name in my head. Swift, you are my winner. Congratulations.
Nice.
I just need your information on the K-Rock text line, 315-364-109. And the song we are going to play in just a minute. When the vote.
Yes, I gave one more to.
Finally
to,
concludes.
Oh, I thought I was going to close. Hurry up. Hurry up.
Three,
hurry up. Hurry up. Hurry up. Close.
2,
damn it. Go.
1.
Go.
Thank God. That was the closest one yet.
Man.
Woo! Boys are back in studio. Matt and Alex, Spatchcock Funk. What's happening, fellas?
You know, I'm recovering from surgery like Marilyn Manson. I had a rib removed. You know,
did you?
Yeah.
Did you? After you were done being on the Wonder Years for all those years, you then got your ribs removed.
Yeah. What was the truth? Was he the guy from the Wonder Years?
No, he never was, but we didn't have the internet back then.
It was so close.
We couldn't double check anything. We're like, he definitely was.
Just a kid from 6th grade told you something.
Yeah, you couldn't prove it.
No way, no we didn't.
Are we in a new season or are we in a new season right now or what?
Season 3 is in Syracuse is wrapping up now, starting up across the country for the other cities, Denver, LA, everywhere else.
Sweet.
And we're shooting season 4. Like on Saturday, we got 200 head of cattle. So, and Alex is going to check each one and make sure they've been fixed before
Thank
we get going.
We have Texas Longhorns. We're filming at a cool ranch, Western style party out in Kaz. And it's, you didn't even know these Longhorns exist. They're like 6 feet wide.
That's
oh, I've
cool.
seen legit, those. Like, yeah. like the horns yeah. they used to put on the front of Cadillacs.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
yeah, one of them, the Albanese family that runs it, they have one of them until last year had the widest spread in the world. So oh, big.
Oh, much like your mother's.
You had to turn his head to get him into the barn.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, like mother. Yeah.
So for those who don't know Spatchcock Funk, give him a quick elevator pitch. What is the show? Where do we watch it?
So we are a party lifestyle show, mm-hmm. traditionally a cooking show. So we teach you how to throw parties. Mm-hmm. We air nationally on PBS, but we're also on YouTube. So we throw all types of parties. We threw prom. We threw boat parties. We threw, you know, poker nights. Everything.
And you're covering everything. Go ahead. Yeah. What are you going to say?
And we're on our fourth season, so yeah. there's 10, you know, 30 episodes in the can, so now we're getting a little creative.
Yeah, on social, you're covering everything. I saw you at Taste of Syracuse. I saw you at Hooch Nanny this past weekend,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
The Hooch Nanny?
Hooch Nanny.
Hooch Nanny?
This festival was off the chart, dude.
I know. Like, Brent cleanest, X invited me. I wanted to go, but
so
I just got back in town.
So much booze and whiskey for you guys.
Yeah. Well, how was that?
It was the best one I've been to.
They built like a little city. Like it was like an indoor tent. I mean, it was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It was
honestly that's cool.
amazing.
And we're going to be at the fair.
Yeah, what are you
day.
Doing at the fair?
We're giving away, I mean, I don't want to give away too much, but we're giving away lifetime tickets. We're doing some, we're going Damn. Pretty crazy at it.
Yep. Wow.
Yeah.
How do you, and I guess my question is, how do you find enough things to care about at all these events to just keep making content? Like, I've been in the content game. I don't care about that much.
You know what, though? Actually, I mean, we're kind of like you guys. Like, you really care about your audience.
Yeah, for sure.
And we're pretty authentic, so... Like you guys, I think we can make anything fun.
Good.
So if we're like, yo, you know what? These people want to party. Like, I mean, we've done cool trips like Chicago, but I mean, we could go to Des Moines, Iowa, which is probably a nice city.
No.
Or you know, Nedro.
Yeah.
And just get loose. You
yeah,
know what
for
I mean?
Sure.
So that's what it's all about.
Yeah, and I think that the fair's going to have a different vibe this year. Do you get that feel? Like, it's going to be a lot of food trucks and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's so much to do there, so we're never going to have a shortage of things that
yeah.
interest
yeah.
us with the animals and everything, but we've been there a lot watching them set up, and it's amazing. Watching these guys put up these rides is insane.
And we're trying to shoot cool stuff, but also capture the people and the animals. Like, I'd like to take a goat home.
Mm.
Like an animal goat, not like a human goat.
But
if there's anybody out there that wants to propose to somebody, DM us and we'll find a way to get you guys
or just
engaged.
Do something ridiculous.
Yeah.
yeah. Anything. Yeah, yeah.
Spatchcock Funk on all the social media.
If you want to punch one of the hosts of the K-Rock Morning Show,
huh?
just give us a
That's
DM.
Been done. That's been done several
been
times,
done.
Actually. Yeah.
Yeah, it may have been a giveaway.
So, and behind the scenes, credit to the fact that not only do you got to shoot this content, you've got to edit it and post it, which I know what that's like. And you're just like, what, doing 15, 20-hour days every day at the fair?
Yeah, well, we'll see. We're about to find out.
Is this your first time doing the fair?
Yeah, and we're spending the night, at least one of the nights, so we're going to like get all the way into the
we
carny.
We want to see
like
all the parties
the cows?
That happen. Oh, yeah.
There's parties in all the buildings. We want to be part of all of
them. I have so many fair stories. After doing this for 20 years and just being at the fair year after year, I don't got to go anymore, thankfully. I love the fair. I'm not dissing the fair. I'm just saying it's an exhausting feat you're about
yeah.
to undertake.
Yeah.
One year, I had a coworker buy a chicken, so you can buy, like, at the end of the fair.
Yeah.
I don't know if they have the chickens now.
You can definitely buy the animals.
I had a coworker like buy
a pet,
chicken.
A
yeah,
pet?
Spot
yeah.
a chicken at the end of it, so your chances of getting a goat, pretty good.
Sweet.
Got there early one morning, and you know how, like, the carnival workers have all of their prizes behind their things?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's also where they sleep. I learned that. a lot of them will just sleep on the stuffed animals. If they find out you have condoms, they're going to like you a lot. They come over and get maybe give some condoms.
That's
out.
A good idea.
I don't know. Do you want to be the guy that they all come to for condoms?
Yeah,
yeah, I mean, you do. You want to know their world.
Yeah, I'm like you're behind the bathroom dealing
sex
condoms.
Positive. We want to lower the STD rate among
Heck
traveling
yeah.
carnies.
Bro, you want to get in that world. I'm telling you, just yeah. learn about. You want to learn some stuff.
Well, I'm afraid if I get in, I'll never.
You're never
going to
get out.
Yeah, yeah, you yeah. might be traveling with them after this.
Yeah, yep. I could do it.
You're like their special doctor.
Don't worry about this guy.
I passed out drunk most places at the New York State Fair over my 20-year tenure doing things at the fair.
Yeah.
But we got a big event coming up we want to talk about. The boys from Spatchcock Funk, as you've heard, they do themed episodes. We're doing the cattle one this weekend.
Yep.
We're doing a wrestling-themed episode.
Yeah.
I know Alex is a big wrestling fan. Are you a big wrestling fan,
yeah,
Matt?
Yeah. Well, coming up, though, I was a big NWO, WCW, like that. Like Wolfpack was my
mm-hmm.
jam. So I'm ready for this thing. But I think maybe besides how psyched Alex is, like we might lose Alex after this. He might just become a wrestling promoter.
Well, we're doomed. You're going to the carnival workers. He's going
yeah,
on the road.
Yeah, yeah. But we're getting you two in the ring,
yeah.
and that's going to be, I mean, that's the highlight for me.
Yeah, this
yeah.
has been a long time coming. We've been, you know, I used to have a public access show back in the day,
mm-hmm.
got kicked off one time,
For what? You stole your mom's cookie sheets,
yes, but...
it was
had
wrestling
fire.
Public access?
Yeah, we had fire. We used fire in it, and it was a 3 o'clock hour, and this lady called in, did not like it.
What channel was it on?
It was on whatever public, 98. Yeah,
around here?
Yeah.
I bet you watched his public probably. Access.
All Extreme Wrestling, and it was probably the
what
least Extreme Wrestling. World Extreme Wrestling.
Yeah, dude.
Trampoline
wrestling. We gotta get those shirts back.
Yeah.
We should get those shirts back.
All right, hilarious. So here's how it's going to go down. It's happening right across the street here at the Red House, right?
Yep, that's right.
Tell me what's going on at this event, because people, we want you to buy tickets and come out to this event.
Yeah, yeah. So Red House, if you haven't been there for a play, it's amazing, right? The space is so cool. We went there recently to film a video, and we're like, instantly, I'm like, we should do a wrestling show.
That's cool. It's really cool.
It's so cool. And their artistic director, Tamar, was like, I've always wanted to do a wrestling show. And we're like, no way. No way.
Okay. Yeah.
So there we are. So it's a beautiful space. We got Myers Creek out in the hallway slinging beers. It's a really cool lobby. But we're bringing in Tommy Dreamer. Tommy Dreamer's come in. We're partnering with Flex Wrestling.
Okay.
They're out of Elmira. They used to be in the 2CW, all the mix and all the local wrestling.
So they're doing matches? We're going to see matches?
They're doing matches. They have a full card.
They have a heavyweight title match. So they got that going on. It's going to get pretty great. And Tommy Dreamer, too. Like, this dude, like, not only WWE, all these things, writing storylines. Like, he's part of the fabric of professional wrestling. You know what I mean?
And I told the Red House, you know, I'm like, he might take some stuff down off the wall here. This is how this guy rolls.
Yeah.
Like, he wrestles hard.
Have you met Tommy Dreamer, Cody?
I'm trying to remember. I was trying to think about it. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, you're about to meet him in a different way.
Yeah.
Up close and personal.
So, all right, the event's going to happen. You keep saying that we're going to be there. I don't know I'm not available that night. I can put you in touch with the.
Yeah, we're busy.
We're busy. I can put you in touch with the Dirty Dogs. I don't know what they have on their schedule.
Well, I've got some beef with the Dirty Dogs. So, like, I'm looking. Yeah.
I mean, talk to them. I try not to get involved with the dogs. Just they're.
Well, one of them
they got a booze smell
back in the day that I hooked up with his girlfriend, and I'm not going to confirm or deny that, but, you know.
When was the Dirty Dog's last wrestling appearance?
When has the dog been out and about?
I mean, the last thing that I saw, Matt, was when they won that award at the New York State Broadcasters Award, and then they went on a binge, and I haven't heard from them since.
Oh, yeah, they accepted their award. I got to show the guys the videos.
I heard they got the award, though, and they're feeling kind of washed up. Like, I'm wondering if they still got any game in them, you know what I mean?
You better hope they're not listening.
If they're listening,
is there a fight in those dogs left is what I'm wondering.
Oh, is there a fight in the dogs?
I think you could probably teach some old dogs some new tricks.
All right, listen. Whatever you got brewing with the dogs, that'll take place on the 2nd. Give all the information how people can get tickets, because we want you guys to come out to this. He's trying to start trouble with the dogs. I don't know if they show up or not.
I wouldn't do that.
What's all the
they
info?
They rule ass, I heard.
Yeah, so flexwrestling.live. Flexwrestling.live is the tickets.
Mm-hmm.
September 2nd, 7 to 9 p.m., the Red House, right? And we are filming our season 4 show. We talked about themes. This is part of the show. So you come, you be front row, you be in the background, and you're going to be right in the middle of the crowd there for
this
us.
This is going to be a big episode, and as we keep getting new markets and talking to new networks and everything like that, this is one of those things we're going to sell to people, so the audience is super critical to it.
Hell, if
we throw one of the dogs in the crowd, so be it.
Yeah. We got to get in touch with them, because Matt needs someone to wrestle, right?
I got a couple videos I'm going to show you before you leave, guys, so you can just be caught up to date on what the dogs are doing.
Yeah.
Boner the Clown on our text line says the Dirty Dogs are busy. They are setting up rides at the fair right now.
So I can run into them.
Yeah. So as long as there's not a conflict, I'm sure you can track them.
Yeah, that tracks.
Spatchcock Funk on all the socials, on the websites. Look them up on YouTube. Watch them on PBS. If you're listening around the country, look up your local PBS station. Ask for Spatchcock Funk by name.
Yes.
Thanks, boys. 7 o'clock on twitch.tv/theshow or theshow.fm.
What is it?
It's your show, Cocoa Puffs, the show Too Dangerous for Radio.
That guy.
Presented by Joe's Buds, Josephino Butterinos, over there on Onondaga Boulevard. What's up?
I'm trying to visualize the schedule in my head. It might be, I think, how the days work out, the last from the Doobie Dungeon of the year, possibly. There's a couple more times.
No more trips planned?
Well, yeah, and a couple more times where I'm dog watching, but I don't know if it's
a Thursday?
Yeah, I don't know if there's any more, like, big, long, you know, week ones.
We going to bring the ghost box?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Because did you see my post last night that Nanny's visiting me now?
Uh-oh. What? Getting, like, perfume smells and such?
I mean, I've only got 1 minute here. I'll give you if you want more info, I can do the other side of this.
I do. I need more info.
So last night, I was doing something on my phone, and I didn't know that Facebook pages have reviews. Like, people can review your Facebook page, I guess.
Really?
I guess.
Okay.
I learned it literally last night. So I'm like, oh, who has left me reviews? Most of you were very nice. A couple of you not so much.
I did.
You did see this post?
Yes, now that you're saying this.
And I'm going through, and I get sad because I see my nanny left me a review back in 2019.
But it's the best.
Her review is.
I love it.
Oh, my God. Her review is, well, he comes up with stuff I didn't know about, but I'm his grandma. So anyway, he is fun. XXOO.
That, you know, he comes up with stuff I didn't know about.
So
that's
I see that.
Hilarious.
And I go, and I just posted it like, aw, how sweet is that? My nanny left me a review many years ago, and we lost her last summer. Bro, we lost her exactly a year ago.
Like yesterday or today?
Today. She passed overnight into today.
Wow.
Like exactly a year ago today at 6:30 in the morning, my mother appropriately texts me during my job to tell me my grandmother passed away. So I'm like, holy crap. And then, of course, I tell my mother, I go, I didn't know it was exactly a year ago, to which, you know, Tam Tam's going to take this.
Oh, wow. I mean, yeah.
Well, Joshua, it's because you don't believe in the afterlife. You don't believe there is a heaven. And I go, I didn't say that, Mother. I said, well, where do I go? She says she's smiling on you right now. And I say, well, then where is she? In the next dimension, Josh.
Whoa.
I go, what? She says, God says in the Bible, my house has many mansions. And I think that that it is many planes, dimensions, whatever it is, we get there by believing in him, faith. It's all there, Joshua.
It's all there.
And she might be right. Like, I'm going to be so mad if I die and I got to go to, like, pearly gates and, like, the heaven is, like, it's, she was right all this time.
I will never know.
We will never know. Because apparently my nanny's in another dimension sending me signs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those priests came up with all a couple thousand years ago.
Tam had to take the opportunity to bring me back to church a little bit for that.
That's so weird, though. The timing is crazy.
That's what freaked me out.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, she's just sending you a sign. Mm. Oh, well, I love you, Nanny. Love you. Miss you.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Do you want to talk about food before I do this? Get it out now. Go ahead.
Well, I saw a picture on the, like, where people eat thing of, you know, like the other thing was at Denny's that they had like the ice cream on the pancakes and then like there was like the breakfast sliders.
Yeah.
And they got the breakfast sliders, but like they said, I think our waitress doesn't like us. And like all the buns were off. Like all the eggs were falling over everything. One of them had a little piece of like someone broke off a piece of bacon and put it on
there,
one.
Eat it.
There was like ketchup on the side of two of them. But
no, those photos, the expectation versus reality of those. Like I've seen a lot of photos of that Dubai chocolate pancake or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Or they had that green. The photo's gorgeous and then you order it, it looks like baby diarrhea.
And with that, a lot of people aren't understanding that just the Dubai chocolate stuff isn't just pistachio flavored whatever. It's the whole mixture of that with the crunchy things or whatever the hell, the little wispy crispies there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not just pistachio-flavored middle and then some chocolate.
So, radio and podcast listeners, let me, again, remind you, you're missing a whole separate show happening in our Twitch feed while music and commercials play.
Mm-hmm.
You do it to yourself, you do.
Yeah. Yeah.
As Cody, well, we're watching the Today Show. Let's get all behind the scenes here. Today Show is on our screen. And they're doing a story that I was going to get to eventually.
I
did not have video planned.
Oh, okay.
I had only read the article about it.
Oh, boy.
So let me tell you what happened in Rhode Island. As, I guess, a truck full of dead squid rolled over a tractor trailer.
That sucks.
And they had to clean up all the squid. I didn't see. I only saw words about it, and I could handle that just fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Calling it Squidpocalypse 26.
I bet once, you know, if you're in there, you see the video. Because just seeing it, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's the one scene in the video.
So, Today Show clearly covering as well. Well, they're a TV show. They're not audio like we are. And they showed video of it.
Yep, they did.
And during that Foo Fighters song, when they showed video of Squidpocalypse 26, Cody looked up at the screen, starts gagging.
Yes.
But because he can't, I don't know what part of your brain does this, because you do this all the time.
I don't know.
He sees something that clearly grosses him out. He's dry heaving in the corner here.
Yep.
But he keeps wanting to talk about it when if he would just shut up, he would stop thinking about it. You want to purge yourself
of
it?
Well, I think it's my brain is, once that starts, it then is similar to the Willy Wonka tunnel scene. But in my brain, it's flashing that. So I'm trying to get back.
The squid video I'm about to show.
Yeah, I'm trying to flash out of it, but it's just going back to the squid video. So I can't, I'm trying to just do normal stuff, but then what comes out of my mouth is, yeah, but.
Exactly what I'm about to show here on Twitch.
And it wasn't even the whole video.
It's one segment. I'll
let you try to guess which scene in this.
I'm just going
to
watch your face when you gag again.
Oh, I wasn't going to look.
Yeah, come on, bud. Come on, tough guy. Come on, you want to talk about it?
Tough guy,
come on,
no.
Tough guy, you want to talk about it?
No.
All right.
I'll do it.
All right, jump in Twitch. Go to the show.fm. I'm going to show you the footage of Squidpocalypse 26. It happened in Narragansett, where the spill happened on Sunday. A fully loaded tractor trailer was taking the squid to a nearby processing facility.
Good old squid
for
truck.
What? Calamari? Is that what that is?
Oh, God. So gross.
Calamari's like, is that gross. What we're eating? Squid is calamari, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
So they're already dead. They're about to be processed. Video of the scene shows a trailer on its side with massive piles of squid in the road. Quote, squid has a very distinctive odor to it. It can be very foul smelling, especially if it lands on the road and stays there for a while.
Oh, really? Is that how seafood works?
Oh, wouldn't have thought that.
Oh, no idea.
But the
video is the cleanup.
All right, here's the cleanup video.
That
sent Cody over the edge.
Oh, I don't know if our screen will block it. We'll see.
I don't know if there's just music to it. Yep, there it is. There it is. It already happened.
I didn't know there was an earlier one. That wasn't even it. It was similar.
Dude,
keep it going. That wasn't even it. Right, that wasn't it.
All right, hold on. Let me. you guys, if you've never jumped in Twitch before, you've got to see this footage and his reactions to it. Squidpocalypse 26. Oh my God, I'm dying. All right, here we go. Back to the.
Oh God.
Back to the footage of them cleaning up Squidpocalypse.
I don't really.
That's the start. Odor to it, and I'm a fisherman and I use squid for bait, so I'm used to it, but it can be very foul smelling, especially if it lands on the road and stays there for a while.
Oh no.
The fire department is doing a great job in cleaning things up as best they can, but there'll probably be some residual odor from it somewhere down the road. It'll finally dissipate. It'll take some time.
Look at all that squid for those of you listening.
Oh my God.
It's covering the whole block.
It's an intersection of it.
Covering the whole block.
That was very similar to the, because that's what it was.
It was the bucket truck sliding out.
And they dump it, and it's got all the liquid.
See?
Squid liquid. Squidwid?
Squidwid? Can't help talking about it.
Lig squid.
You can't help talking about it. That's your boy.
Oh, man.
That's your boy.
I can't even imagine.
Oh, Ben's band Residual Odor playing Lost tonight, by the way. Oh, I'm looking forward to talking to Greg. Good morning, everybody. Happy Thursday. Jump in twitch.tv/theshow or theshow.fm, because I think one of my new favorite people's in the room right now. Oh, you broke your microphone?
I've never seen this.
Greg, I'm sorry. My buddy broke his microphone. Why don't you jump to mic 3 here real quick so we can talk to Greg?
How do you do, folks?
Ooh, handheld. I like it.
What the hell?
Greg is here on behalf of Empire Vac. First of all, good morning, Greg. Thank you for coming in.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
Now, you're probably thinking, but you do say you listen to us, so you are familiar with the show a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah,
you are probably thinking, well, I'm going to go on a rock radio morning show. What do they know about vacuums? Cody and I freaking love vacuums. You have
really?
No idea.
I
have a vacuum, handheld vacuum tattoo on my arm.
Oh, my goodness.
Because of
that vacuum where he vacuums in here every day.
My obsession with this.
I have multiple carpet shampooers. I love a clean floor. I love a clean vacuum.
Who doesn't, right?
So we're on the same page.
It might be my OCD obsession is vacuuming. While my dog is currently at my parents', I've been going back to my apartment every day and vacuuming back and forth twice.
Yeah. Very therapeutic.
Yes.
It?
Oh, I love it. Yeah. Oh, I love it.
So, Greg, you're a young fella. You just turned 30, you said.
Yeah,
how
just
does
this year.
A young guy like you get into vacuums?
Of all things. So it's one of those things nobody really knows. It was a passion turned into a profession.
Mm-hmm.
I tell people it's my God-given gift. Use it to your advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Just it's one of those things. We're here to help whenever you're ready and need it.
Take me back to young Greg. What's your first vacuum?
So my first vacuum was a toy Dirt Devil at about 2 years old.
I remember those.
The little red one.
Yes.
I remember those.
And my parents, I asked them, I said, what happened to it? And they said, we threw it out. You wore it out. I'm like, of course I did. So.
So you got your little Dirt Devil. And yep. I was like, I just assumed maybe Greg comes from a vacuum family.
Yeah.
Not necessarily a vacuum family, but a family that knows how to take interest and make it a business is what you're saying,
correct.
Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So your dad does small engine repair and you're like, if I like vacuums, I can make a business out of it.
Exactly. Because it's one of those things people are like, how can you make a career out of vacuum cleaners? I said, do you have one? They said, of course I do. I said, so does everybody else on your street.
Yeah.
So it's a household staple. Everybody has one. And it's crazy to see too, because I'm a collector as well as someone in the business, mm-hmm. how people relate to vacuums as well on mm-hmm. top of it and the stories behind grandma's vacuum, for example, on top of it is so cool.
Biggest deal that happened in our house growing up is that my mom spent the money on one of those rainbow vacuums.
Oh, yes.
Are those a big deal?
They are.
What
they
is
are.
So
they
special?
Still make them. And so basically people love the water filtration.
Yeah.
The best way of putting it. Yep, absolutely.
That was like top tier vacuum.
Yeah, that was a big deal.
Yeah. And they're an investment. And that's what I tell people. A good vacuum is an investment. You may not have to spend the money on a rainbow, but at the end of the day, you're investing in a good product, but something that's going to last and that's going to have a cleaner, healthier home as a result of that.
So I'm not going to ask you to sully any brands, but it feels it feels like the Shark brand is just everywhere.
Yep.
And you can get a million of those. Are those any good?
So Shark is a bad word in our store.
Tell me why, Greg. Oh, spill the tea.
So Shark, as we tell people, sharks belong in the ocean, not in your home.
Hell,
it's a simple way of putting it.
I told you, Greg's going to be my new best friends. We're hanging out after the show.
Awesome.
Go on, tell me why.
So basically the problem with, and this isn't just Shark, but box store vacuums in general, we rely on this product in our homes. So why do we want something that's a true throwaway disposable product that isn't designed to be fixed? People come in all the time and say, can you fix it? It's having this problem. I'm like, I'm sorry, I can't help you. And they said, well, can't you just fix it? I said, I'm sorry. I literally can't help you because they don't allow me to help you.
The
product's not designed to be fixed. It is that throwaway? And people say they don't build stuff like they used to. And I said, have you heard of SIBO? Have you heard of Ricard? Have you heard of Miele? And they said, no. And I said, exactly. I said, these are quality brands that we can get parts for and fix for many years to come. SIBO's going to last you 20 to 25 years.
Oh, wow. So talk to me about some of your brands. Greg is here on behalf of Empire Vac. First, let people know where they can find you. Where's your location?
Yeah, absolutely. We're located in the Fort. We just took over, actually, Upstate Vacuum on Erie Boulevard.
We
merged the two businesses. We bought the building and the business to have a permanent home. We're located at 2628 Erie Boulevard East, right in Syracuse, right across from the old Sam's Club location.
Because make a good point,
gotcha.
Greg. You want a vacuum, you go to Walmart, you go to, Costco, you just pick up one of these big box vacuums because you think all vacuums are the same.
Absolutely.
But they're definitely not. Tell me why they're not.
Well, I tell people it comes down to a few different factors. I feel bad for customers when they come in because the first thing we're going to do is ask a ton of questions.
Sure.
Was you walk in and people are like, do you sell vacuums? Well, there's about 60 to 80 of them behind you that are for sale.
Mm-hmm.
And that gets overwhelming very quickly. Well, they're made for different people. They're made for different situations and things that they need to clean. So we're not just having you purchase a vacuum. We're tailoring the vacuum to what the customer's needs are.
I like
getting
that.
The correct vacuum. And if they need that extra attachment, we can make that suggestion to actually complete the package. So you're not even just buying a vacuum, you're buying a cleaning system.
Sure.
That makes sense.
It's an investment, man. You want something that's going to work.
Absolutely.
So let me ask you about pets. He and I both got pets.
Yeah, a white haired dog.
You go into the big box store, they're like, here's your pet vacuum or whatever. What's a good vacuum for that?
So I'm going to go on that pet part real quick.
Sure.
I was in a dealer meeting, and with that, our national statistics, did you know it's like 70 to 80% more likely that someone will buy a vacuum if it has the name pet or animal written on it.
Makes sense. It's marketing, sure.
It's all marketing.
I bet it would get me.
And what it comes down to, I tell people, any good vacuum is going to pick up pet hair. That's one of the easiest things for a vacuum to pick up if it's a good quality machine. And that's where I tell people, it's one of those things is that if you want a good vacuum, you need a SIBO. It's that okay. Simple of a discussion. Ricard comes up very quick as a second, though. They're both great brands for very different reasons at the same time. But the thing is that these are vacuums people are going to have, even as pet owners, for 15 to 20 years.
Right.
The crazy part with that.
Yeah. We're talking to Greg of Empire Vac. I know that it might be shocking how excited Cody and I are to talk to Greg, but we're two vacuum fans.
I like it.
Is there like a name for vacuum fans, like Vac Nuts or Vacu?
There's a few different terms that get thrown around. Like, I actually am a part of a national club.
Uh-huh.
I am a part of the Vacuum Cleaner Collectors Club. It is a national club. Anybody can join. The cool part is the convention's coming to Syracuse next year.
What?
Oh,
yep.
Neat.
So we're hosting.
We'll be there. Thank you.
Absolutely. So I'd love to have you. And on top of that, this year I was actually elected president of the club.
Wicked cool. Tell people about your collection. You were telling us that you've got... I don't want people like, you know, raiding your house, but you got some pretty collectible Dysons, right?
Absolutely. Don't worry. It's like Fort Knox around there. So, yep, you're all good. Because, yeah, that's the thing is that it's a passion as well as a profession. That's how I got into the business side of it. So I own over 200 vacuums personally. People are like, where do you keep them? I said, we remodeled our basement to be centered around vacuum cleaners.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you should have seen me in the carpet store because the carpet was one thing, like style-wise, but I needed to make sure the vacuums worked on it.
Yeah.
So it was a fun game of testing vacuums, bringing them in and testing them on different carpeting. But that's the thing is that, yeah, I have about 200 vacuums at home. I sheared that down. I used to have about 800. Needed it more manageable.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of vacuums.
And people always ask, what do you specialize in? I said, Electrolux I grew up with.
Okay.
That's kind of in my blood. It's one of my favorites. A lot of people know them locally. But the other most popular brand people know is Dyson.
Mm-hmm.
I have one of the rarest Dyson collections known to exist.
And what makes them rare?
So I have some models that are one of a kind. These are machines that can't be reproduced as like the first production machine for the U.S. market off their assembly line. I personally have. I have their 540th vacuum off their company production line in company history.
Why is that number important? 540.
So 540, like that model, they only made 1,000 of.
Okay.
That was like the first run of the company's vacuum.
Wow, cool.
These are vacuums. Some of these aren't even U.S. machines. They're actually British vacuums.
Hmm.
They run on 220, not 110 voltage. Absolutely.
All right. Listen, Greg, I want to talk your ear off. So you're over at Empire Vac. You're on Erie Boulevard. What is the vacuum that you have in your home?
So at the end of the day, I tell people there's really two kinds of vacuum cleaners. You have portable vacuums, which I highly recommend. SIBO, I tell people don't take my word for it. Take my mom's word for it.
Mm.
I said, I love vacuums. It's what I do. She is just a general consumer, but she's very honest when it comes to
good.
Her
moms usually
cleaners.
Are, yes.
Yep.
And that's why when I was looking at my store location, I brought mom along to say, is this going to fit the bill?
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, I just cut the check. So between her and my partner, Matt, the two of them are gold when it comes to that. They both love their SIBO vacuum cleaners. End of discussion. But at the end of the day, is there a better solution than a portable? Absolutely. It's called a central vacuum.
Mm.
People think that is a lost art. It's a lost product.
I didn't think they still did those.
Absolutely. Yeah. We are one of the only companies in Central New York to offer service and install built-in vacuums or central vacuums in the home. And with that, retractable hose, or one of the big names, Hida hose, has become very popular because you don't carry the hose around anymore. You actually pull it out of the wall for your vacuuming, and it sucks back into the wall when you're done.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, so that's really changed. And what I've learned is when people have central vacs in their home, the level of the quality of the clean of the home is so much higher that when I go back for service calls, the home is actually physically cleaner. I can walk in and see a difference. And just talking to the customers, like, my kid doesn't sneeze anymore. When I'm done vacuuming, there's no
there
dust in the air.
Yeah.
People ask why. I said, it doesn't exhaust into the home.
Yeah.
So that's the big thing.
That's fascinating because you're not getting, like, and I'll see people who will say, like, I'm seeing in our chat, these are really expensive vacuums. Mm-hmm. All right, so you're going to spend $200 every 2 years?
Yep.
Or you're going to spend more over 20 years. Because you're talking about repairs and servicing these models.
Well, everybody goes to the Boxster and buys a vacuum. That's a purchase. That's not an investment.
Sure.
There's a big difference. And that's, I just had this discussion with a woman yesterday. She came in not buying a vacuum cleaner for 24 years. She's had the same vacuum cleaner. She had an Oreck and she just got new carpeting. Her vacuum doesn't push on it anymore. Still works fine.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were there to help her tweak and tailor the right machine to her needs. But at the end of the day, I tell people, are you going to spend, on average, a Shark vacuum lasts 2 years. We pay $200 to $300 for it. So $250 on average every 2 years for a vacuum. So in a 10-year span, you've spent somewhere around $1,200 on vacuums. The warranty on a Sebo through my store that is a factory warranty is 10 years.
Wow.
The warranty alone is what you have spent in 5 years on.
And you're getting a better clean with it.
Absolutely.
Much better clean.
I'm saying on average, most people are spending $800 to $1,000 on a Sebo, and they are expensive. I'll be the first person to say that. But at the end of the day, you're protecting larger investments like going and buying that nice oriental carpet that you don't want your vacuum to destroy. Mm. You want it to maintain that larger investment.
And what about hardwoods and like the laminate floors? You do anything with that?
Absolutely. And that's the thing people say is, oh, I don't need a vacuum. I don't have carpet in my house. I said, if you look how cleaning services clean homes, they don't sweep or dust mop floors. They vacuum them. If you call the hardwood floor refinishing guys, they're going to say you need a vacuum with a bare floor brush with horsehair bristles because you're picking up the dirt. You're not pushing it around and scraping it across your floor. You're actually picking it up and containing it.
Interesting.
So you're going to have a cleaner home, but also protecting that larger investment that's very expensive. Yeah.
What's your take on the robot vacs, the Roombas and stuff?
Absolutely. Great question. So I tell people with Roombas or robot vacuums in general, they're great. It's one of those things is that service is a little tricky with them. I tell people don't spend $1,000 on one because parts may be hard to get for them.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, it's one of those things is someone who has three animals in their home. Granted, I used to have Roombas. I don't anymore. I love vacuuming, so I don't want something to do for me. I want to do it.
For sure.
But it's great as a home maintainer, something to run every day to sweep up the hair off the surface if you have animals and stuff or kids in the house. But just the problem I run into them with is they don't, or like you have to pick up furniture. You have to prep to run these vacuums. And I realized I was spending as much time getting ready to use the vacuum as it would take me
picking
just to
things
do
up on the floor, charging cables, all that stuff.
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. Guys. To come home for it to be under my couch.
Yep. Go see our new best friend. Or in my case, it ran over dog poop and sprayed it all over
the
floor.
I've had them come in before. Absolutely.
Listen, go see my new best friend, Greg, over at Empire Vac. Empire Vac LLC on Facebook. The website will be up pretty soon. But you're doing content all the time. You're making videos for people, right?
Absolutely. Trying to upload about once a week. If I remember, that's
just
the
big educate thing. People. Educate people on a good vacuum. Yeah. Great to meet you, man. Thank you for
Thank
coming
you so
in.
Much. I appreciate it.
That's an omelet.
No, I want you to put it in it when you make it.
It's an omelet. What am I talking about? Good morning. It's K-Rock. Here's an argument I had with my youngest yesterday.
Okay.
So I get home from work, and he goes,
can you make me some breakfast?
I'm like, you can make yourself breakfast.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. What would you like?
I like the way you do it better.
He goes,
I want ham and cheese and scrambled eggs.
And I go, so you want like a ham and cheese omelet?
No, I don't want an omelet.
I go, what do you want?
He goes, I want you to make scrambled eggs and then put them in the pan and then I want you to add cheese and ham.
So scrambled eggs, but with just ham and cheesy eggs with ham?
And I go, so like it's all going to be combined?
Uh-huh.
And I go, that's an omelet.
It's not an omelet. I don't want an omelet.
So can you help me understand what he's saying?
I get what he's saying. Yeah,
I do it all the time,
but I don't put meat in it. But just, he wants scrambled eggs. While you're making the scrambled eggs, then you put the cheese in there. And then also while you're putting the cheese in there, you put the ham in there, and then you keep making scrambled eggs.
Is that not an omelet? Do I not know what an omelet is?
No, omelets get flipped like once. You put the stuff in, like you let the thing kind of cook. Like you pour the egg, like you're going to make scrambled eggs. Now all your eggs are in the thing. And then you let it cook for a little bit. You don't touch it. You don't scramby it. And then you put your ingredients in the little spot. And then you kind of got to
fold it.
You got to fold it. Don't scramby anymore. Done.
So omelet is scramby. So he wants a frittata, is what you're saying?
You have to fold in the ham.
What does that mean? Fold.
You just fold it in. You just fold it in. But yes, yeah. Scrambies is your scrambies.
I just always assumed an omelet with scrambled eggs was things in it, and that's it.
No, that's...
But you're saying it's all saying it's an egg pocket.
You're done scrambying basically in the bowl with omelets. You know what I'm saying? Scramby eggs, you're scrambling the whole time.
Okay.
Omelet, you scramby to start, then you just give her a little flipsky. Then it's basically, it's like a pancake.
It was a 10-minute who's on first conversation that I couldn't get out of because he kept saying...
No, I want you to make scrambled eggs and then put ham and cheese in it.
Yeah.
And mix it all together. And I go, that's an omelet. No, it's not an omelet.
Because I do the cheese like that with scramby eggs. All I just right. don't put the meats in there.
And I did. Everybody's saying, I said, why don't you make it then? Well, why don't you go make it then?
Yeah.
But the way you do it tastes better.
It's such a catch-22. Because these teenagers can do all their things they need to do on their own.
Yeah.
But also, I'm a sap. Yeah. And I like that they need me for things still, because they're going to leave me and never talk to me again. I just know that. They're going to move out of the house and I'm never going to see him again.
No. You could.
So when they're like, Dad, can I get an ice water?
Sure, bud.
You
need your daddy still.
You can see from someone like me that, no, you're still going to.
Yeah. Like, I owe him an apology then today. He wanted a ham and cheese frittata, apparently. I thought frittata was like vegetables and stuff in it.
That's where it's everything. Vegetables.
I just think a mother's cupboard frittata when sausage. I think of a frittata.
Yeah, no, that's where it's like just everything.
All right. Kid was right. I admit when I'm wrong, he was right. I was wrong. I just didn't have the words he was looking for.
Yes.
I guess I didn't know what an omelet was.
I mean,
when I go to a diner and get an omelet, I just assume they're back there mixing it all up in the bowl or whatever.
Yes. Then... But not with the cheese and the ham to start.
Yeah, it might
omelet.
Not be either. Katie's right. It might just be a scramble, like a meaty scramble.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's he doesn't want
he
a frittata.
He could be inviting it. Yes. He's making his own thing, I think.
He wanted scrambled eggs with cheese with ham.
Yeah, that's what I think you're right. And I was dead set on the term omelet. He was debating that, and then here we are. Didn't matter anyways.
Now you know.
Didn't matter anyways. I finished my two beers and stormed out of the house.
You threw one at the wall.
Get
and,
out of here.
Yeah, I'll make you an omelet, all right.
Campers, this is your schedule of events for the remainder of the day.
Hold.
What? Go ahead.
Inside thing. What even is that black gunpowder that comes from the... But where is that?
I think it's because of the threads and the other threads have been rubbing on each other. I mean, think of how we manhandle these mics.
It's just so weird. You just see piles of gunpowder in
here. Yeah, it's like graphite. It's like whatever this metal is, I'm sure it's killing us.
I was just trying to wipe it off of the counter, and it's like a stain, and I'm like,
yeah.
So that's just us breathing that
in. It's in our lungs, bud. Something's taking us down. I don't know what. Yeah. I don't know what.
All right. Be for that.
Schedule of events is followed. Right now, we're going to play 18 holes in twitch.tv/theshow or go to theshow.fm. Then you're going to go right back to that same location tonight at 7 o'clock as Cody goes live.
Boom, shakalaka.
For the Joe's Buds Cocoa Puffs.
Heck
Onondaga Boulevard, 4656 Onondaga Boulevard, right there behind Limp Lizard.
Get that good.
Get that good over at Joe's Buds. See our friends over there. Okay.
Okay.
I'll be back here tomorrow morning, bright and early for you.
Okay.
All right, let's get into our gaming stream presented by Ryan Phelps. New sign up at the Phoenix store. He's growing. He's popping off. You're buying from Ryan. Ryan Phelps, auto sales. Radio World, you get the 90s at 9 with a whiskey drink, a vodka drink.
How many of those drinks?
A cider drink.
Ooh. They say pee in this. I get no...